You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Hour number three, Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance. Bart Scott, when it's hour number three, and it's Wednesday, it's hump day. What does that mean?
Only because I know y'all need it, because the middle of the week, I'm going to go ahead and take a sip first. And then say it with my chest.
Say it with your chest.
When it's hour number three, everybody out there listening, riding on those roads, delivering cars, going to work, sitting on the line, having your lunch, you know what time it is. It's the power hour. Hump day these.
Yeah, it is. And we're getting through the week.
Every day I want to quit too.
What?
No, I'm just saying for the night when I was. No, not here.
I mean.
Because I don't consider this work. I'm talking about the people at work.
Okay, but you just said every day I want to quit.
I was speaking for the people.
You were speaking for the people.
We the show for the people.
Okay, so you weren't talking to me.
Man, no.
You were looking at me.
No, man, no.
I'm just making sure.
I'm just trying not to spill this yak on my $200 suit.
Yeah, don't spill the yak.
They don't know what I got in this cup.
We all agree Octavia should not be allowed to go to Yankees games.
Not at all.
I almost feel like he shouldn't be wearing a Yankees hat.
Hey. Oh, that. I'll let you say incredible. It. I'm not going to say it. I mean, you the Yankee fan. You know what I mean? He's doing me a favor.
He's doing you a favor. Why is it a favor to you?
Because I want to hear, look what Justin. I want to talk about Alonso on this number 40.
Yes. Nobody cares.
I mean, honestly.
I know you don't care.
It's fine. The Mets will be a topic of discussion this weekend or after this weekend on Monday.
Yeah, we'll be
the, when we
be
see the, what happens in this big series that they
we
got
want
coming
this.
Up this
weekend. This is what we want. We want
I know you want the smoke. How would you feel if Judge, now there's been no official ruling, as far as now, I haven't seen anything that something could have already come up on social media. I have not. Lactavius, have you seen anything
negatory
regarding Aaron Judge and tonight's lineup?
Negatory. That'll probably come down around 3 o'clock, if anything.
Because he has said that he's not going to take a rest until they clinch. Well, last night, they clinched the American League East. So they've already made the playoffs. They already clinched the playoffs. They've already clinched the division. Mission accomplished as far as all that goes.
Yeah.
They have a game tonight, one more game tonight in Toronto. And then they start, they're off on Thursday. And then they start a three-game series back at home against the Baltimore Orioles.
That was a cute little story for a long time.
See, the Orioles, it kind of felt like it wasn't going to happen. Now they finish like the finish of the season, Orioles and the Rangers. Mm-hmm. Now the Orioles are a pesky little team, okay. But he's two home runs away.
Yeah,
you've got essentially six games left in the season. Seven if you count tonight.
I wonder if nobody's going to pitch to him. Nobody wants to be in the record book as a team that they.
He's getting walked a lot lately, right?
Yeah.
He's getting walked a lot. But if he sat out tonight's game, would you have any issue with that?
No, because I feel like sometimes you got to kind of get that rest. And the mental fatigue that he's probably
facing. He'd get 2 days, right? He'd get two full days.
Just let him relax. Let him go back, check his swing. Let him look at his mechanics. Let him look at how people are pitching him.
Yeah.
Let him relax. Let his body get fresh. Let him be popping out of his skin.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to hold the thoroughbred back. Sometimes you can't just let him run and run as much as you want. Sometimes you got to say, nope, come on back, sit down, get refreshed. Let's get you pissed off. Let's get you chomping at the bit. Right? Like, everybody's had a rest. We're going to need you for the long haul. I understand how important this record is, but I think you have a better chance in getting it if you just take a step back and rest mentally and physically and just take a day. Don't even come to the club. Don't even come. Like, I would tell him to stay home. Like,
yeah, he won't want to do that, though, because he's a leader.
I don't care.
But I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Take a break. Because he has handled all this chase. He's handled it really well, but it's seven games now without a home run.
Yeah.
Now, he has had stretches like this during the season. We just forget them. But he's gone as far as 8 games or 9 games where he hasn't hit a home run. So this is not like unprecedented. It's not like a slump either. But because he's sitting on 60, because you got 61, the one that ties it is still a significant one. The one that breaks it is a big deal too. But tying it is at least an accomplishment. And he's got six games if he doesn't play tonight left to do it.
Six to hit two.
Right, which you'd think he should be able to do. I wonder, though, this. If he gets to the postseason, is it almost a sense of relief? Like, all right, that's behind me.
Yeah.
Is there pressure? Does he feel it every at bat? I mean, when you have the Marist family, I mean, after a while, it's like,
and where they from? Like Wyoming or something?
Like, they're coming again. No, it's still like they're like, we're waiting.
Yeah.
Like, can you hurry it up?
Because they want to celebrate it. Because
we want to go home. Let's go. Like, can you hurry it up? So his family's also at every game.
Yep.
That's that feeling that he's got to have in the back of his mind of
you hate
these
to hear
people
that.
Are just making it's, them wait, and this isn't
like,
fair.
It's like your mom, like, it's okay, babe. You're getting, you know she means well, but just like, everybody just go home.
Everybody, that's what I mean. It's almost like everybody go home. Stop watching. Stop breaking into my at-bats.
Yes.
Stop talking about it. I don't, because the headlines are Yankees clinch division, but Judge doesn't homer.
But
like that, like that's part of the headline now. Did Judge homer is the question, like all night, waiting for the notification of an at bat. That's not, it's funny. My son's watching preseason hockey because, of course.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's preseason hockey. By the way, real quick, the Islanders look terrible. I'm going to move on. So I'm like, dude, do me a favor. Can you just get off of this? It's preseason. It doesn't matter. And put on the Yankees game. He puts the Mets on because he's a Mets fan.
Yeah, way to go. Way to go. And he was able to watch.
So I have to wait for the alert. I'm waiting for the alert because, as you could tell, I don't run my household. I don't. All right. But if you met my son, he'd kick your ass too. So, all right. So call him, sir. But I'm looking, like, I finally get the alert. I'm like, all right, switch it over now because he's at bat. And then he switches over and we watch the at bat. And the second the at bat's over, he's like, last channel, gone.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. But it's really, it's come to that.
Even SportsCenter's breaking into the K-Rod.
The Yankees have had a good run.
Yeah.
They've won some games. They've kind of like, you know, they've kind of gone through the turbulence and they're playing better now.
Yeah.
And it's almost an afterthought. It's an afterthought because of what Judge is doing.
Right.
But you know what's not an afterthought? Michael Kay, the voice of the Yankees. You mentioned the K-Rod cast, right?
Yeah.
I want you to listen to Michael Kay's call because, you know, the Yankees had a lot of Yankee fans in Toronto for this series, mainly because of Judge. And when Vlad Guerrero had the walk-off two nights ago, he was yelling, "This is my house," and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So listen to Michael Kay as the Yankees are celebrating the division win. Oh, wait a minute.
And you know what? It's really nice of Vlad Guerrero to let the Yankees celebrate in his house. Congratulations to the Yanks.
Straight shade.
And you know what?
Woo! Straight shade. Straight shade.
How you feel about that?
That was uncalled for, Michael Kay. Nah, I like it.
Really?
I like it. I'm a bitch line stepper.
I mean, when we talk,
it's a little dick.
Yeah, petty levels of petty. Where would you put this? About 1 to 10 level of petty?
Like a 4.
Oh, that's a 4.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't Waka Flocka.
That's a pretty good. That's a pretty good. Like, that's subtle petty though.
Yeah, it's like thank you for letting us celebrate.
I texted her right away. I loved it. Because it's, you know, every now and then you want to flex a little bit. Let's remind them.
Yeah, flex. Like,
because
okay.
that Toronto team, you know, had a lot to say this year.
It had high expectations.
They did.
We thought they were going to be the biggest contender with that lineup.
We thought this was going to be the year for them, right? Like you had a, you know, there was something about this group. And
finished the season well last year, brought in Springer, right?
They did a lot of yapping.
They're young. That's what happened. They don't realize you got to do it. Do your talking with your bats.
Now they're 3 games back of the wild card. So, you know. I don't know. How's it going to work out? So, and then, but they win, and Vlad's going, "This is my house," and all that stuff, while Yankee fans were there cheering. They were booing the Blue Jays pitchers when they walked them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just thought that was a savage little line. I kind of like that.
Savages in a box.
Yeah. But are you really not into this Judge thing at all?
I am.
Are you one of those people that think this is like we're overdoing it? Because I've heard that criticism. That Pujols hit 700, that's a bigger deal.
That's
73
that's
is the record,
code,
and 73 he's not going to get. So why are we making a big deal about what Judge is doing?
Well, because you one of those people? It's still the AL. It's still the American League. They want to say it's the overall, whatever. It's still a hell of an accomplishment.
Yeah.
And how crazy is that everybody that's held the that title has been a Yankee for the last, 60, 70 years?
Mm-hmm.
It's always been held by a Yankee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's the story, too, about, you know, just a historical stamp, you know, outlook on just the greatness that has been in the pinstripes, you know, individual and collectively and team, right? Because they have more championships than anybody in sports.
Yeah. It is a thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's okay that it's a thing.
But you know, but you got to understand, people outside the fan base aren't going to want to care about that. I feel like everybody collectively were in.
Baseball records and baseball numbers mattered.
Well, I don't think anymore. I think they don't mean as much because now they think the records are tainted. A lot of them were.
Wouldn't that make this a little more significant because of the fact that, from what we know, he is clean, right? Like, wouldn't this make it – like, we haven't seen anything like this since guys have been clean.
I think
what McGuire did has an asterisk. What Bonds did has an asterisk.
Sosa, yeah.
And Sosa, right. But, like, when you think about it, this is the first time since Maris that you've had somebody have a chase where there's no question marks about it, or will we find out? Who knows?
It's weird. I feel like people still see Bonds as the champion, right?
Of course.
And it's like, well, Bonds was playing with pitchers that were doing this.
That is true.
You know, so they're like, well, it's equal then. Like, because if now, you know, Judge is playing with, it's not the dead ball error, it's not the live ball error, but he's playing in a spot where now they're checking for the spin rate. So now he has a better chance to hit because balls don't move as much as they used to. So there is
the game is different. The
it's
game
always
is
something.
I also wonder too, when they change like the when they bring the pitch clock in, will that change some offense and will that also affect records and numbers?
Because guys wear out faster, right? Because they happen to throw a little faster.
Who knows? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I do want to hear this though because I've only heard it on the local radio, and you're not going to get any New Yorkers to say, "Yeah, no, you're making too much of it." But I wonder around the country, this Aaron Judge chase for 61. Is it overblown?
Yeah.
Is it much ado about meh? That's what I want to know. Do people think you guys in New York are making way too much of this?
Yeah.
Or is it not? It's actually pretty cool. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We've got your calls coming up in just a few seconds. But first, Bart, tell us about Body Armor.
This football season, Body Armor is a choice for hard work and hydration. Whether you're running plays on the field or cheering on the home team, Body Armor keeps you on top of your game with potassium-packed electrolytes, antioxidants, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Buy any one Body Armor between now and November 1st for a chance to win a $100 DraftKings gift card. No purchase necessary. Gear up this fall with Body Armor sports drink. More than a sports drink. Void where prohibited. Open to residents of U.S. 21 years or older.
There's your red stripe.
Let's get together and feel all right. One love.
Barton Hahn.
One love.
888-SAY-ESPN.
Call me now.
888-729-3776. We go to South Dakota and talk to Brian. What's up, B?
We got the reverb, B.
Yeah, we got you now. Go ahead.
There we are. I just think that this record means more to people than people think, or players. And that's why no one's pitching to them. No one wants to give up that record ball.
No one wants to be the guy.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Like, no one wants to be that guy?
Yeah. You know, they're
interesting.
Taking the record more to heart because no one's all juiced up anymore. You know, it means a little more. That's what I think. I just think it means – I kind of got – sick to my stomach watching him walk four times last night. No one will give him a ball to hit. But
by the way, how about the low strikes they're calling on him now? I mean, if you're an umpire too, there's got to be for plate umpire in these situations. I think there's got to be. Thank you, Brian. I think there's got to be also something he said about that. Like,
but what is
he's
that?
Getting called? He's getting strikes called at his ankles.
Yeah. Well, that's why the next evolution is the automatic pitch that adjusts for a player's need a. I think it'll make the game so much better if it's the automatic strike zone because it'll adjust for the person's height and the knee, their zone.
Of course.
And then that means now pitchers have to be even better and understand who they're pitching to
perfect.
As well. Yeah. Like, because now when you get away with a low throw,
catcher's framing won't matter anymore.
Right.
You know, the idea of being a good catcher who can frame, that doesn't matter.
Yep.
Because it's, once again, just like in tennis.
But then we get it right.
News from Barton Hahn Nation. We've got Mike in South Carolina hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call online. What's up, Mike?
Hey, first off, I got to say that I'm a Red Sox fan, so I naturally hate the Yankees. I got to just lay that base first.
Understood.
But I live in South Carolina now. I'm a Clemson guy. My kids go to Clemson. And I'm watching the Clemson-Wake Forest double overtime game, and they are breaking ESPN in to watch Aaron Judge you know, basically walk three times against the Red Sox, who weren't going to give up a hit against them. And I've got to tell you, I thought the fan base was going to go all the way to Bristol and pick it. I mean, it was an absolute.
Hey, Norby, open the door. Smack.
I, you know what? See, Mike, I'll give you that. I kind of feel like that could become obnoxious. You know, like that I get, because there's something.
Like, I don't even like baseball. Why are you messing up my program?
I'm watching college football. The last thing, right? If think about that. I'm watching college football right now. I am not interested in watching a baseball at bat.
Trying to see if Debo's still normal.
I think Mike is a great point. Thanks for pointing that out. I will agree that probably is a little bit obnoxious. And if you're Aaron Judge, you're like, I don't want this.
Right. Just let me break it and then show everybody when I break it.
When Pujols hit 700, did the world stop?
Nope.
It was like, oh, by the way. Like, it was really, I just got an alert.
The power of the market.
700.
Oh. The power of the market.
Yeah. That's why he shouldn't leave. Did you see the sweatshirt he was wearing yesterday?
Yeah, he's trolling y'all, though.
New York or nowhere.
He's trolling y'all. He will get the hell up out of here as soon as that ink dry.
You sure?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
This experience, to me, has got to make him understand what you just said.
Yeah, but San Francisco.
There's nothing like doing it here versus anywhere else.
It's true, unless the Dodgers.
Mm. Let's continue. For more news from Barton Hunt Nation, we got Jonathan in L.A. hitting us up on the Dr. McCall line. Jonathan?
Oh, yes. Bart Scott can lose the voice.
Well,
we need it.
Oh, finally, my minions have come to join.
No, not minions, please.
Yes.
There's minions now?
Welcome.
What's happening, Jonathan?
The Barster Dogs.
Hey, man. First of all, don't lose the voice, Bart. We love it. I mean, my son loves it, too. And to the Aaron Judge thing, I think, yeah, man, this is a really good run. I'm a Yankee fan from L.A., so... And it's really special seeing, I mean, even my son is watching it. I'm telling him, like, every time I'm hugging him, like, Bobby, he's going to hit it. He's going to hit it. He's going to hit it right now. And it's really special. I think it's more special since the 1999 run, or 98 run that Sammy Sosa
Sammy and McGuire.
Yeah. Yep. But I'm being biased. But once again, Bart Scott, don't lose the voice. We need you. Yes.
Appreciate you, Jonathan. No.
Thank you, guys.
All right. I will disagree, though. 98 was special for this reason.
Bro, baseball back.
Two guys.
Brought baseball back in the personality.
It was like
polar
every
opposite.
Night somebody was hitting one. There was something because it was two guys in a chase. Like,
right.
Who's going to get there first?
And who was going to get the most?
And I mean, that to me was what was so epic. And then they play against
each
like other.
It was electric.
Like, yes, this is a guy. He's on his own. He's so far ahead.
There's no competition. Yeah.
And now you've got pitchers who are like, yeah, I'm not going to throw to him. You know, teams that are just like, it's sort of become. I don't want to say annoying. That's not the right word. Obnoxious was the break into a college football game. The Clemson, that's hilarious.
Double overtime.
I'm watching Clemson like, I'm watching.
Double overtime.
Right. What the hell's this box doing on my screen? I'm trying to watch Clemson. And who's Aaron Judge?
Who's this Shrek?
Shrek.
wrong. Who got this defensive tackle playing? What the hell is he doing?
I got a tight end with a bat in his hand. What's he doing?
Can come down and help the team, fella.
but like, there is something, though, at this point that it's reached sort of this, it's stalled, I guess.
Yeah, that's
and
the problem.
And now you just get it
no
over.
Momentum.
Can he just hit them so we can all move
man,
on?
Man, can you imagine if he gets stuck at 60?
It happens.
No, man.
If
you
it
talk
happens,
about
it
he gets no history that way.
Don't be the jinx.
I don't be the jinx.
I don't know. Lactavius, you. This is on you, man. On you. Tyler's in Minnesota, Tyler.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hope you guys are having a good day.
Likewise.
So this Aaron Judge thing, dude, if I'm an MLB starting pitcher, I'm just giving him 90 miles an hour right down the middle. Take it yard. Go deep. End of discussion.
You going Brett Favre?
Move on to the next topic.
You're going
to
go Brett Favre,
you going
huh?
Brett Favre? You going to throw him a meatball down
the
middle?
I'm going to go Brett Favre. Oh, you don't want to get me started on the Packers. Go, Pack. Go, baby. Just Brett Favre. Get it done with.
You know what? Tyler's funny. Tyler would also do that. Here's what you do. All right? Then you also tell your friend, this is where he always hits home runs.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw this meatball. You better get it, and we all get money.
What we're going to do is we're going to buy 50 tickets.
That's right.
Put all our guys here. We're going to split $2.5 million 50 ways.
He leads off, too. He leads off. So it's like, first pitch, boys. Be ready. First like, pitch, it's coming.
He'll throw it underhand. Like, man, you sure you don't just want to put it on a tee?
How about Judge takes it? He always takes the first pitch. You throw a fastball straight down, and he takes it. Come on, man. Like, how many more of these?
The hell you doing?
That would actually be... See, again.
You're going to get me under investigation.
Next level thinking. That's what it's about. Tennessee, we go to Kyle. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, man. I just think that we're being force-fed this Aaron Judge thing, man. I mean, it's an accomplishment. It's great. But I lived in Chicago during the great summer of Sosa McGuire.
Yeah.
And that's what baseball needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the world was watching and captivated. We're just being force-fed this, making it a bigger deal than it is. You know, you turn on the radio in the morning, you got Max Kellerman, the hype man for Judge, selling how important it is and compared to the record, how much better this is for the record because he may be clean.
Clean, right.
I just let it happen. If it happens, that's great.
Yeah.
I just think that the records should stand the way they are, like – you guys were saying earlier, you know, there was pitchers on it, there was baseball on it, and I'm not hitters on it, but I'm not saying that it's good.
No, it's a record.
For baseball, but everybody was on the juice. Yeah.
But Kyle, it is recognized as a record. So 73 is the record. So he is not getting near the major league record. It's not happening. It's a Yankee record, but there's something historic about that number 61 because of the history of the sport. But, Kyle, that's what I wanted to know, so I'm glad you pointed that out. It's just like what the call from South Carolina said. It's being, like Kyle just said, it's being forced down our throats. It is emanating from New York, the biggest media market, and there's a lot of interest in the Yankees because they're one of the, you know, national teams, the big brands, like the Cowboys are a big brand, the Lakers are a big brand. I mean, that's just what you're going to deal with when it's one of these franchises. But I imagine outside of these markets and outside of being a fan, it's like, what's he doing? He's setting a record for a franchise. It's not like a major thing, but yet we're cutting in to every at-bat.
And I think the fact that it's nobody that he's going against, it's not a competition. It's a competition with itself. People don't really care about a competition.
It's not a chase.
It's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, is LeBron going to pass Wilt Chamberlain? Like, whatever.
He'll eventually get there.
Right.
Let us know.
Yeah,
right.
Like, whatever. Send me a
Sean's
text.
In the Bronx. Sean.
How's it going, guys?
What's
big
happening?
Fan. I just wanted to say about the whole thing with the Judge situation. I mean, it's been amazing to watch. Obviously, I'm a Yankee fan. I'm a Bronx guy. All the people outside of New York who are saying, oh, I'm so tired of this. This is so boring. Just admit that you're hating on the Yankees at this point, man. Come on. Like, if this dude was on the Rockies right now, I feel like would really just be...
No.
Yeah, either no one would care or it just wouldn't be such a thing.
No, I'm telling you, Sean, first of all, if he was on the Rockies, it wouldn't be any kind of record because it's not even the National League record. Like, you can't even use that as the backdrop. That's what it is. So, Sean, I don't think people are hating on the Yankees. I just feel like I've wondered, and we're getting our answers, if this is simply just it's become a little too much hype machine. And if you're Aaron Judge, he might be looking forward to the postseason. So this is behind him. So now I could just go back to being just a guy on our team trying to win.
But you want him to hit it.
I need him to get it.
Because you don't want him to get to the playoffs feeling – how can you feel like down like a failure and like you let people down and you hit 60 home runs?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's amazing. Perspective is a crazy thing.
Yeah, so we shall see. So does he get tonight off? He certainly will have tomorrow off. The team is off. And then there's the last three home games of the regular season, his last three chances to do it. At Yankee Stadium this coming weekend. Will it happen? 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776 for more of your calls and perspective on this. But for more perspective on it, Marley Rivera, who's been around the Yankees, following them around, and have been around this whole chase all year, will join us next to let us know the latest on Judge. Will he play? How they will handle these upcoming home games? And is the pressure maybe starting to get to him? Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Han.
Pete Rock, Seal Smooth. Just as good as Bart and Han, ESPN Radio. Almost. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Almost as good. Same kind of hits.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. No.
We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay, benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join their growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Let's go north of the border to Canada, eh? Marley Rivera joining us right now as she is with the Yankees. Marley, how we doing?
Doing great, you know, just trying to another day to see if we see that 61 and still trying to get all that stale beer and cheap Prosecco out of my hair.
That's right. How was that? How was the clubhouse celebration? I've never been able to experience one. I just want to once in my life, but I can't ever predict the Knicks will do this. But what was that like? It had to have been an air of expectation that they were going to win this division.
Yes.
But what was the Yankee celebration like last night?
I have to say it was pretty muted. I unfortunately have been in quite a few of those. Mm-hmm. And I have to say that every time they feel less and less necessary. I obviously, you know, especially in really successful franchises, right? Like those are the ones, it's almost like, check, you need to move on and then talk to me, you know, when you get your champagne in the ALCS. Mm-hmm. So that's really, you know, sort of. And I thought I was out, you know, I gave them their space. You stay in the corner. It's like technique to it. You know, you try to stay away. You keep your poncho up. And then they got me. I mean, they noticed that I was bone dry and they're like, this isn't going to work. And I just, it really was. But as you mentioned, this is a franchise that has been very successful. Obviously, something that is kind of surprising is that really they had not won, you know, the AL East since 19, but when they won it in 19, it was the first one since 2012.
Yeah.
So the Yankees actually have not then won that many AL East pennants, right, or championships since. So, but it was a muted celebration. They were excited. They were happy. But if there was a cliche or a refrain that went on and on was, this is only step one.
You know, it's crazy. I was surprised, pleasantly surprised to hear Boone say, hey, you know, we openly want to talk about the next step, which is winning a championship, not getting to the championship or winning the division, you know, getting to the championship. He said winning it. You know, what's the underlying pressure for this team and this organization? Now, they've gone from the baby bombers to like the AARP bombers at this point. You know, it's only a couple left. It's a couple of surviving members from that era. Like, what type of pressure are they under to finally, you know, get it done?
Well, Bart, I think that we all know the fact that in New York, and particularly for the New York Yankees, is championship or bust, right? Like, there isn't, at this point, the New York Yankees, you know, there used to be the talks of the, you know, Boston Red Sox and the 1918 chance, and now the Boston Red Sox have won all these championships, right? The last one from the Yankees is 2009, and we know now that it's been two decades, so it certainly is World Series or bust. And then at the same time, we asked that question, you know, particularly of Joe Girardi, the 10 years that I covered him as a manager, and now, you know, of Aaron Boone. And when we asked them, you know, at the end of the season, after they get eliminated, you know, invariably, you know, at this point, they have not won the World Series. And we asked, was it a successful season? They kind of hate that question.
Yeah.
And you ask them, but you established that from the beginning. And I do think that there is a great amount of pressure. Now, are they handling it well? Yes, I believe they are, and they're doing mighty well, you know, particularly because of what they did in the first half of the season. But absolutely, I mean, the New York Yankees have no option, and they know they're going to have a really, really tough road ahead.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it really is. It's like, if the more success they have during the regular season, the more anticipation, and I'll add anxiety, yes, that comes with once we get to October. We're talking with Marley Rivera as the Yankees clinch the AL East, and Aaron Judge still sitting on home run 60, as you mentioned. Still waiting to see if he can get get this record done. Do you expect, though, because I know he has said that he will not stop playing until they clinch. Well, they clinched.
Yeah.
Do you figure with a homestand coming up this weekend that he sits tonight and just rests and takes the next 2 days off?
I think that's unlikely, particularly because of what you mentioned right there, Alan, because of the fact that there is a day off tomorrow. And, you know, you said it right there, including tonight's game. You know, he only has an 8-game window, you know, to do it. We asked him, you know, all about it last night. Of course, it was about the celebration and the pennant and, you know, and the AL East pennant. But you go, you know, Aaron, you know, you're running out of time, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, it's going to come. It's fine. I'm not stressed out about it. So I do think that they'll give him, I would say that likely maybe the DH spot, particularly, you know, with the amount of games, you know, over 70 games that he's played in center field this year, which is a career high. So I can totally have him, you know, see him having a DH day today. And I think it's unlikely that we see him in the lineup.
Unlikely we'll see him in the lineup tonight. Okay. And
unlikely that we'll see him out.
Oh, right? Out. Okay.
Likely, so that we will see him.
Likely see him. Okay.
No, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, very likely that we'll see him. Pardon me. I'm still learning English and my words get all jumbled up.
No, it's me. It's me. My comprehension is terrible right now. But you did say this, though, and I find this interesting, too. So he still is, it's going to happen, it's fine. Like, do you buy it? Because he's been unbelievable, Marley, with how he has handled,
yes,
this run and how he's had to talk about it a lot. It's all this attention.
Yes.
We've gotten callers from people, like, from around the country. One caller said, I'm watching college football. I'm watching Clemson. I'm getting it. All of a sudden, they break in because Aaron Judge is that bad. I got to watch him 4 pitches later go walk to first base. What are they doing? Like, some people are feeling like it's being shoved down their throats. And I'm sure he's like, I don't want all this. But do you believe, like, does he seem like, even with the Maris family coming on now on the road trip and his parents are on the road trip and everybody's here just going, you know, whenever you want to get this over with, that'd be great, Aaron. Can you hurry up, please? Like, he knows what everybody wants in each at-bat,
yeah,
now. That's an added pressure to everything. But you don't,
absolutely,
feel like he's succumbing to it?
I have to say that at this point, I have not seen it. And we actually have asked it exactly, well, not as entertaining as you have, because that really should be the way that we should have asked it. But, you know, we have approached it, you know, we have approached it with Aaron in terms of, you know, you're running out of time. There's so much attention. What is it like? And it was, I had this really great conversation yesterday with his hitting coaches, Dylan Lawson, and of course, Bam Bam Mullins. And I said, you know, do you see him? Do you see him pressing? And they looked at me like I was from Mars. And they just basically said, you know what, Marley, you know, this guy is doing something that has never been done. Like, never been done, because they referred to 61 and,
yep,
so on, but the pitching was different, the competition was different, right? So it, mm-hmm, really is something that has never been done in the level of play that we have in baseball today, the way pitching and hitting is today, and the way competition is today, right? It really hasn't been done, and he is managing it with grace and elegance, mm-hmm, and with all the light bulbs on him. So at this point, I can tell you that I have not seen it, but I do think that if the days go by and it does not happen, particularly this weekend in New York, I think maybe we'll see a little bit more pressure with those 4 final games in Texas.
In Texas, yeah.
Well, yeah.
And it's, you know, again, triple crown notwithstanding, of course, and what he's doing,
yeah,
offensively this year. Let's also point that out. But it's,
yeah,
I would say I think it would be getting to him if we see him swinging at bad pitches. But the fact that he's drawing,
yeah,
walks and showing patience at the plate does make me believe, like, you know what, I think he's staying calm through this whole thing, and it really does speak volumes.
Absolutely. And when you also, when you hear, and I respect, you know, we love New York columnists and writing, we love the topics, but when we read things like Aaron Judge is pressing and the Yankees went 6-0 and he has an OPS of 1040,
right,
you know, you kind of go, well, where's the pressing? I mean, that's really impressive. He is taking good at bats. And that is something that they spoke, that Lawson and Mullins have spoken to, you know, about too. They're like, we haven't seen a problem with the at-bats. The patience is there. The pitch selection is there. And maybe we need to give some credit to the pitchers who are also doing their job.
Well, Marley, I'll tell you, you can wash the champagne out of your hair. There might be another celebration to have tonight if he happens to hit one or even two.
How did Rizzo stay dry? I don't understand that. How did Rizzo stay dry?
Rizzo stay dry?
Yeah, I don't get that one.
I have no idea. I have to ask him. That was, he had the good spot to stand in. I'm going to ask him.
I know that Nestor Cortez did not stay dry.
I talk about back butter all the time. He had butt butter.
He had a lot going on, but still, it was a celebration. Marley, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
No, thank you for having me, guys. And we'll see. You know, hopefully this one, let's just make it happen and get back to New York and maybe get 62.
That's what we all want. It happened in the stadium. All the best. Marley Rivera covering the Yankees for us at ESPN as Aaron Judge. The Yankees have clinched. They're all set, but Aaron Judge still sitting on home run 60. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We finish with your calls. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Bart and Hahn.
All right, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Hey, Bart, Zach Wilson now medically cleared and will start Sunday for the Jets. Robert Saleh
Welcome to the jungle.
Announced it, so he will play in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. He will hear Renegade.
Good luck.
Is this the right idea? Is this the right move?
I mean, he's not a rookie anymore. So, I mean, he's been in tough situations. Now, me with knowing I'm on my fifth and sixth tackle, do I want to go and throw him in Blitzburg? I don't know. But they don't have T.J. Watt, and it's not going to be a soft landing for him anytime soon. I mean, I think they have the Dolphins, then they have the Green Bay Packers. So you might as well throw his feet into the fire and see what the kid can do. Let's see if all the hard work that he's done in the offseason – you know, bringing the guys out to Idaho or Wyoming, wherever the hell he had the receivers. Let's see if that chemistry kind of picks up and see if he can, you know, pick up where we hoped he left off last season. Now he has Garrett Wilson, you know, and people have seen under Flacco what Garrett Wilson is, but we know under Zach Wilson what Elijah Moore was. So let's see if they can merge the two and get both of those guys going at the same time so it's not just a one-man show from a receiver standpoint. Let's see if they lean more on running the ball with Breece Hall and trying to maybe limit the possessions of the game. But listen, going into Pittsburgh is never an easy task, you know, especially the tradition, the culture, the standard that they've set for that franchise and that organization. It's going to be tough sledding, but let's see what the kid is about. This is what this is all about. Yeah, we love what we see out of Breece Hall. We love what we see out of Michael Carter. We love what we see out of Sauce. We love what we see out of Garrett Wilson. Means absolutely nothing if we don't like what we see out of Zach Wilson.
That's the best way to put it, because that's really all this is going to be about. You talk about all the different skill players and talent that has been put on this roster that are all young players. But none of it matters if one of those young players is the quarterback and he is not the guy. And we've got to figure that out sooner rather than later. Now, what also you got to deal with here is that Garrett Wilson injured his shoulder and his biceps and that – right? Well, isn't he kind of – is he day-to-day?
This is rib sauce.
I saw something else on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, probably. I mean, he got all kind of injuries. But the big one was the one where he left and went into the locker room. It was about that rib sandwich by Bell.
Yes.
Hit him with that L2, R2 elbow.
Right. So it's like you want him 100, obviously. Yeah. But – He's got to play.
Yeah, he's young. Sure.
And he's got to play a lot. And what I don't want to hear is if he doesn't play well, go back to Joe Flacco. No.
Nah.
Can't. You have got to ride this out. You have got to live through this now and get through it and make sure he is the guy. That's what you have to do. So buckle up, Jets fans. This might not be comfortable, but it's necessary. We're back in 10 seconds. All right, it's Barton Hobby. I want you to tune into a National League Central battle tonight. You got the Brewers and the Cardinals. Coverage begins 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. So how do people around the country feel about Aaron Judge and his chase for 61 or 62 and the amount of coverage it's getting nationally to the point where, we had a caller say, I'm watching college football and they break in to show Aaron Judge's at bat. Are you for it or against it? Is it too much or is it just right? We go to Ohio and talk to Scott. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guy, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I don't have a dog in the fight here. I'm not a Yankees fan. I don't hate him. I don't love him. But I think the thing is, he's not only going for a Yankees franchise record, he's going for an American League record that was held by a Yankee for all these decades. And I think there's some significance to that. I think it would be a real cool thing if a Yankee were to break the American League record for most home runs in a season that has been held for all these years by a Yankee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want to see every time, you know, Aaron Judge wipes his nose, I don't want him to break in and show it on TV. But I think, you know, I think they need – it's significant. They need to show it. I remember when Pete Rose was going for the National League hits record way back when. You know, they were making a big thing out of that too. So, I can understand how people feel like they're being force-fed, but I really think this is a significant – thing for baseball.
Okay. Yeah. Numbers do matter in this sport. There's no doubt about it. And again, as I mentioned, 61 years ago in 1961, 61 home runs was hit.
That's funny.
You know what I mean? Like there's so much of that connection there. How about Andrew in Kentucky? How do you feel about it?
So my opinion is that I'm just a general sports fan and I listen to ESPN radio. I have it on the background most during the day. And just today did I realize listening to your show that I just caught the small detail that it was a Yankees record and not an MLB record. And it's been talked about so much, the record being broken, the record being tied, that it's very little to talk about being a Yankee record. So I think there's just confusion amongst many fans that it's not an MLB record. So for that reason, I think it's being overdid.
It's the American League.
Yeah, so it's not just the Yankees, it's the American League as well.
Right. The Major League record is Barry Bonds' 73.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, Andrew, and thanks for the call, put an asterisk on that one. That's not really the record because there's this alleged, well, okay, you use stuff, so that shouldn't be counted, right? You quote unquote cheated. That shouldn't be counted. And I think there might be some fans who say if he does it, I recognize that as the record. They might not. But it isn't a record. American League record is like, so what? You know, it's like, all right.
Yeah,
but Albert Pujols got the 700 home runs, and that was sort of like
a big deal. Fourth man to do it?
Yes.
Fourth in the history of the game.
And the DH, the universal DH, is what allowed him to do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a bit of a story, but this is bigger. Why? Again, New York, the Yankee brand.
Whatever we make big is big.
Yeah.
And because we made it big, we have the media outlets. Most of the major networks are in New York or on the East Coast.
Right.
We can make it big.
I wonder if he does get to 61 or 62, do people finally exhale and say, okay, what's next? Because the playoffs would be next.
They were lactose nervous.
He better.
He'd be on a milk
week
box.
Week 4 begins tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.